need help around the house? Even the handiest do-it-yourselfer needs an extra hand sometimes. Let Mr. Fix-It, Tom Faza, help you out.
You fix it!
During the Fix-It Show on 620 WTMJ.
And the Fix-It Show is brought to you by Plumbing Parts Plus, Rupina's Fine Foods, All Parts, Siding Unlimited, and J&B Construction. Good morning, everybody. Here we go. 2 hours of Fix-It advice from the guy himself, Mr. Tom Faza. Guys from Wolf Paving, you're here, Sean Wolf and Brad Scharfenorth. Hey, guys, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Sean, tell me a little bit about Wolf Paving.
Yeah, we're actually a third-generation asphalt paving company.
I love third generation. That's good. You know why? Because somebody's watching what you're doing.
Exactly.
Right?
This is our 75th year in business this year. We're very proud of that. We've been locally owned and in the Milwaukee metro Waukesha area since 1941.
So who started?
My grandfather started the business.
Okay, grandpa started.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Yeah.
And my dad's finally retired fully. So.
All right. So do you have consultants? Your father and your grandfather.
I have lots of consultants.
Yeah, I bet you do. So, Southeast Wisconsin.
Yep. We've got an asphalt plant where we manufacture asphalt in Oconomowoc and another one in Madison. So we cover everything pretty much from the lakefront to the west side of Dane County and roughly 40 or 50 miles north and south of 94, pretty much the whole corridor of southern Wisconsin.
So it's like a big old bakery, only it's asphalt.
I've never seen asphalt.
Come on, really? You got to get out there.
One of these days.
Yeah.
So when you process it, you're also in the business of pavement and paving.
Yes. Asphalt, pretty much anything asphalt related. We manufacture the asphalt. We lay it down. We do everything from roads, parking lots, down to driveways. So we also sell asphalt to other companies that don't produce it themselves.
Yeah, because there can't be many people who actually produce asphalt.
No, there's not that many plants in the market. So chances are, if you're in Waukesha County, your asphalt probably came out of our plant.
Okay. And are you open for business now? Have you opened up the plant?
We did last Monday. We finally fired the plant up for the season.
Okay. Well, there's a season.
There's a season.
There's a baking season? All right. Gotcha. Okay.
And it's usually this time of year, sometime early spring, whenever the weather cooperates, until early December.
Sean Wolf of Wolf Paving, as you drive down the road, I mean, I would think that it's impossible for you not to study everything you're driving.
I have to remember to look up.
You do. Yeah, you do. I bet it drives you crazy.
It does.
Right?
Sometimes.
Right.
It does.
Yeah. So if you'd like to play My Stupid Driveway between now and 8 o'clock, we got the guys. So really, it's one of those things with our driveways, our roads, we've always got some issues, right?
There's always stuff.
There's always stuff.
I just looked at a house this last week and two different asphalt driveways, and there was like a pothole in this guy's driveway, and then someone had patched it, and it was 250 foot long, high quality, everything I could see, 15 years old, but one spot, it was a circle about 3 feet, and then someone had patched it, and when they patched it, it was a raised section. So what happens with something like that? Is that from
usually fill? A pothole will form, that's an area where either water got into the asphalt, maybe there was a crack there. Asphalt's a flexible product, so something happened underneath it. Your asphalt on top is only as strong as your gravel base underneath.
Okay.
So there could have been an old tree stump there from years ago. There could have been a pocket of clay there that, after driving on it for a number of years, pumped its way up to the top. But usually then that it'll become flexible on the top. The asphalt will crack, water will get down in there, and then everything goes downhill from there. With our climate here in Wisconsin, once you get water underneath the driveway, you start getting frost heaves and everything else. So it's kind of like the roof on your house. It's really important to keep it draining correctly, keep the water out from underneath it, or you start to have problems.
We'll have to talk about drainage in a little bit, because there is that fine art. I'll see parking lots go in, and you can see where they have really purposely kind of pitched it right toward where the water will drain. We'll talk about that. Brad Scharfenorth, so you are also with Wolf Paving. Are you with security or what? Because you're a big dude.
I'm the security guy, yes.
Are you? Nice. Okay, yes. What do you do?
I'm project manager in the Oconomowoc office. So once you sign up with Wolf Paving, chances are you're going to hear from me.
You're the dude. You're the dude.
Out on your project.
Nice. So what kind of stuff you got coming up?
I
didn't tell you there'd be a quiz.
Okay,
yeah.
We got roads to do down in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. We got parking lots here in Milwaukee and driveways all over the place.
All over the place. All right, we're going to take a break. We're here till 8 o'clock with these guys, so let's talk about paving. We'd love to talk to you. Otherwise, any other home stuff, keep Tom sharp. That would be good.